RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I guess we'll go through just a couple more stories real quick, and then I'll go back to what I was, the conclusion of my experience, I suppose, and that part, in part drawn from the experience of others, which I share. This was interesting. U.S. government announces critical warning for Microsoft Windows users. You remember, I think it's been 3 years now, I mentioned that Russia was getting away from U.S.-based software, which kind of reminds one of, again, some of the things that Brendan O'Connell has been saying in recent years. Russia starting to make its own software and other, you know, former Soviet bloc countries, among other countries. But Windows software in particular was a point of scrutiny. The United States Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, has gone public with a warning to Microsoft Windows users regarding a critical security vulnerability by issuing the Update Now warning. CISA has joined the likes of Microsoft itself and the NSA in warning Windows users of the danger from the Bluekeep vulnerability. Latest warning, and many would argue the one with the most gravitas, comes hot on the heels of Yanov Balmus, the global head of cyber research at security vendor Checkpoint, telling me in an interview, and this is a Forbes article by Davey Winder, telling me in an interview for SC Magazine UK that, quote, it's now a race against the clock by cyber criminals, which makes this vulnerability a ticking cyber bomb. Balmus also predicted that it will only be a matter of weeks, quote unquote, before attackers start exploiting Bluekeep. But this gets back to what I have said recently, you know. It's interesting. See, this reminds me of so many other, what do you call it? What is the tactic? Now I can't think of it. Where you're baiting someone in, essentially. because this is older versions of Windows. It kind of reminds me of Cash for Clunkers. You know, if you own a vehicle, a pre-2000 vehicle, then you don't have the little RFID chip in your key, and you don't have a bunch of the other. You have probably, you know, the many of the 1990s vehicles had the ECM or the ECU, as it's called, but you don't have the same tracking capability, essentially, or the same shut-off capability. It's not as easy. So same thing with this. You know, if you, again, if you want to draw people into the same software fold and get rid of some of these disparate software systems, well, then you issue an alert like this. So from the end of the article, the CISA alert advises users to install the patches that Microsoft has made available, which includes ones for operating systems that are no longer officially supported. It also suggests users should upgrade those end-of-life systems to Windows 10. See, there you go. This will not, unfortunately, be possible in all cases, but the patching advice remains prudent. Yeah, and, you know, quite frankly, if you're running the older systems, you're probably running older hardware, it's older architecture, and as I've said, there's an argument, in my humble estimation, to be made for jumping over to Linux primarily, maybe just investigating that. And again, you know, you can throw Linux distros on a flash drive, and through, you know, especially on those older systems, there's some tweener stuff, tweener hardware, where it's not exactly straightforward. It takes a little bit of work, but once you make your BIOS changes, it's pretty easy to boot just about any Windows device, you know, a laptop, a desktop, or whatever, these that are running these older systems, XP, Windows 7, etc., to Linux. And there are a variety of, I would say, distros worth looking into. There are a number of resources. Pendrive Linux is probably a good place to start, not to get off on this subject, but for those interested, Pendrive Linux is a pretty comprehensive place to look at some tools and ways to do that. It's a quick, fairly comprehensive resource if you're interested in checking out Linux distros. DistroWatch is a place to go. Pendrive Linux is interesting because it has a compilation, at least at last check, of a sort of curated list of distros that work really well on the older hardware. And I don't see that offhand, but I'm sure it's still on there somewhere. There are a variety of Linux operating system flavors or distros that cater specifically to the older, less robust hardware, if you will. But like I've said, we've gotten to a point where the home user, so to speak, is sort of maxed out on hardware capabilities. I haven't seen any dramatic increases or improvements in hardware capability in quite a while. Anyway, DistroWatch is interesting, and it's worth checking out. I mean, there are distros that are pretty interesting. The top-ranking distros based on page hit over at DistroWatch these days, MX Linux, Manjaro, Mint, Elementary, those are all pretty interesting. Mint is pretty pedestrian. Some of the others, I guess top 10. 5 is Ubuntu. 6 is Debian. 7 is Solus. 8 is Fedora. 9 is OpenSUSE. 10 is Zorin. And a few of those are pretty pedestrian. Mint is a elementary is kind of, I think I've mentioned that in the past, elementary is kind of an Apple, feels like an Apple desktop. Has that kind of feeling. Ubuntu is pretty popular, but the way that with the creeping encroachment in that community, that's not so really creeping anymore, just kind of a takeover there by Canonical. That's kind of interesting. Debian has always been popular. Fedora is pretty pedestrian, pretty easy for anyone to use. So, and of course, you know, down the list, number 15 is CentOS, which is one of the most popular server operating systems on the planet. So most of the servers that are run on the planet that are publicly disclosed anyway are running a Linux operating system. So that says a lot for the stability of Linux, I would say. And then, you know, you have Android, even, you know, the Apple operating systems. Much of the non-Windows stuff is based on Linux, and even the real guts of the Microsoft operating systems have roots in Linux. So anyway, it's just a way to sort of get away from that, you know, being subsumed by the Borg. But so anyway, I thought this article was interesting. U.S. government announces critical warning for Microsoft users. A couple of other stories, and there was one in particular. I got to find that real fast. But Kyle Kashuv controversy, I guess. You know, Harvard rescinded his admission. That's kind of laughable. Sandy Hook victim's father wins defamation lawsuit. That's sort of interesting. That was a Hill, an article by Morgan Gestalter in the Hill. Wisconsin judge ruled in favor of Lenny Posner, whose six-year-old son Noah was one of 26 people killed, blah, 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 blah. Moonrock Books reportedly apologized to Posner and said it was pulling Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, written by James Fetzer and Mike Palachek. So, you know, that's interesting. More on that perhaps later. And then the other article I was going to mention, speaking of news, curious things, if I can find that real fast. The Facebook deal, what the heck was, where is that? I hate it when that happens, you know. Can't find it real quick. We'll come back to it later. Yeah, I'm going to have to come back to that. Anyway. Another one of those things. There's just too much going on. Maybe, you know, there are still a few cobwebs, but right on the tip of my brain. Facebook story, it'll come back to me. So the experience that I had, I'll conclude, you know, talking about it directly for now. And I've touched on this, you know, the bigness of things, the Flexner report, the impact it had in particular, kind of shaping the higher education system in the medical community, and how that bigness is conflated as credibility, getting back to authoritative sources, as Jeff in Missouri was saying, and this religious devotion to, you know, well, I mean, it's a hospital, and there are all of these folks. I mean, how could someone who has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on their own education be wrong? Well, it's possible. And the evidence of that, one of the most basic evidences of that is that you know, people typically, when they hear something that they don't necessarily want to hear, what do? They go find a second opinion. They get a second opinion. And so how do you explain when they're not identical opinions? Because if it was just as scientific and matter of fact as we're led to believe in the allopathic community, then they would all agree. There would never be any breaking of ranks, would there? Because it's just science. But we know that's not true. I mean, as an example, during the discussion of this subject matter, I mentioned the INSIS article. INSIS agrees to pay $225 million to end opioid investigations. That was a tweet by Del Bigtree and an article earlier this month, ironically on the day my dad passed away. So INSIS makes fentanyl-based sepsis and agreed to pay $225 million in a settlement, you know, not prosecuted settlement, which is a drop in the bucket. $225 million, you know, again, I mean, when this subject comes up, you think of GSK paying in excess of $9 billion. I think it's now $10 billion or something like that, just for this kind of criminal activity, bribing folks, bribing doctors to overprescribe something. And as I mentioned, when I think of this story, I think of Attorney General Jody Hunt saying, "Today's settlement sends a strong message to pharmaceutical manufacturers that the kinds of illegal conduct that we have alleged in this case will not be tolerated." So that's ambiguous. Does that mean that other kinds will be tolerated? Or, you know, the kinds that have not been brought to public light and scrutiny yet? It's really disappointing, to say the least, you know. To me, it goads my cynicism. You can imagine somebody, wheels getting greased, the wheels of commerce getting greased at all levels, government, you know, agency, whatever. And so, you know, you have these kinds of stories, you have fraud and corruption. Former editors-in-chief, as I've mentioned, at medical journals, venerated medical journals, resigning, saying, you know, citing ghostwritten articles and the same kind of corruption. You have those kinds of issues. And so, you know, doctors are people too, and susceptible, vulnerable to the same sort of, you know, character weaknesses that we are all plagued by. So it's, you know, it's just interesting when you factor in these things, and again, it's the body of evidence over the course of time, maybe the last 100+ years, the direction things have gone, the fact that you can't patent home remedies, for example. They're not, you know, you can't patent them and make obscene profits. You can't create fast-track programs with the FDA that basically create a monopoly for certain organizations because no one else can buy into the scheme, so to speak. Then, of course, you use those positions to buy people in Congress. And this is cliche throughout history. Folks have warned us. You know, again, one of the most notable examples is James Madison in Federalist 62, the sagacious and moneyed few who are able to harvest the benefits of government regulations because they create them. Anyway, we'll go to the phones when we come back. Stick around. We're right after this break.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Jim in Wyoming. Jim, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, actually, hi, Chris. It's actually Tim in Wyoming. That's okay. But great show this morning. No, that's okay. That's okay.
Thanks, Tim.
No big deal. Everybody mixes it up once in a while. It's, as long as it's not truth being told as a lie or lie being told as truth, it's okay
right.
with me. But I wanted to mention there was a story that I read actually on I think MSNBC or something like that. I was actually just trying to find it as while I was waiting. There was a blackout that happened in South America, a power blackout that happened in South America, and something like 40 million people were out without power in a whole country. And then it was the funny thing was, as I was reading that story, my power went out here, and there were widespread lightning strikes that I couldn't even pick up anything on AM radio, even FM, shortwave. Nothing came in. And I thought, what's going on? How far is this gone? It was just very strange that that happened. But you mentioned Kyle Kashev, mm-hmm. and you were talking about his being turned down by Harvard. I thought that was interesting because when they try to say how honest and truthful they think he isn't, and yeah. we know that people that have come out of Harvard have been far less than that in some cases, and I just don't understand how they can be so hypocritical like that. It's a funny thing. Funny to me. I mean, peculiar, strange, weird, whatever. But yeah. at the same time, I guess it really isn't that weird. It's an Ivy League college, and I guess they have that problem no matter if they're firmly ensconced in their belief that they're superior to everyone, as far as I understand, anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to make sense, and it makes sense because we say so. David Brooks
right.
wrote an interesting article titled Harvard's False Path to Wisdom. It was published yesterday on the subject. So, it sort of echoes what you're saying. You know, sometimes sin is an opportunity for redemption is the subtitle. Anyway, it is a curious thing for sure.
I wanted to mention another thing too, and I'm glad you took my call because this is something that this has actually been going on for, as far as I know, something like 4 years, maybe 5 years. There was a Tucker Carlson story that came out. And actually, I read this on the Daily Beast, which, as we know, is completely biased. But he was talking about the reversal of apartheid era land policies in South Africa by the ANC, the black majority now. Well, I guess they are the majority, but anyway, the ANC, which owns the government essentially down there, and they've been killing farmers. I think I read something about this a couple of years ago. They've been killing farmers for at least 2 or 3 years before that, so it's probably close to 6 years now that they've been. That people have known about this, that the white farmers and I mean, anybody that goes against the ANC, in essence, and they've said directly to people. As a matter of fact, one of the people that Tucker Carlson cited in his piece on Fox was told directly by the people that were attacking his place, "We will burn you alive," and they did. They killed him in front of his family, they ended up killing him, but they ended up killing a bunch of the people that the New York Times had interviewed who said, "Oh, this isn't happening." Well, then they're dead. Mm-hmm. How do you try and deny that happens? I mean, that's,
yeah.
as we know, the Times, obviously, but it's ridiculous. But anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, you know, draw you off of this, whatever subjects you were talking about before. I just happened to turn your show on, and I heard it, and I said, "Well, I got to try and call in, see if I can get my two cents, so to speak, in." And
right on.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Tim. And it happens. I'm sure it was, an honest mistake, like you said, not telling lies as truth or truth as lies. But an honest mistake. So thanks for your call, Tim. I appreciate it. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. My brain is free associating. I saw a thing on, I want to say it was CBS News this morning, the Chinese who built the, you know, worked on the railroad and the, oh gosh, what do you call it now? Man, too many things going on in my brain last day or two. Doing a quick search on that. So, yeah, NBC News has a piece. 150 years ago, Chinese railroad workers staged the era's largest labor strike. So, there's that. Oh, gosh, it'll probably come to me in a minute. Anyway, Yeah, I'll find it in a second. Is it... It was just in the last 24 hours. Anyway. So, thinking of that, you know, you wonder... I thought it was curious that... the Ludlow Massacre wasn't mentioned, you know. Speaking of all of this, didn't hear anything about that. So, anyway, you know, kind of tying things together, what Jeff said, what Tim said, and how certain folks decided that the uprising would be put down. You know, I think of that segment from Daniel Jonah Goldhagen's documentary, Worse Than War, which is curiously unavailable. You know, I was going to pull that up on YouTube and see if there's a clip that we could play. The original PBS posting, it says this video is unavailable. And it's interesting how YouTube now has nothing else on the page. There's the top, you know, the main menu, basically, YouTube, the little thing over the hamburger menu on the left there, and then some of the stuff on the right, but there's nothing else on the page, the search bar, obviously, but just the main menu, and that's it. And then, of course, all of the documentary sites, Freedom Documentaries, Documentary Heaven, Top Documentary Films, they all link the YouTube video, and it's gone. Even PBS says, nope, you can't watch that. And this site that I'm looking at, pbs.org/, and it says this website is no longer actively maintained. Some material and features may be unavailable. This video is unavailable in your area. Ah, as in what, Earth? I can't watch this video. Anyway, Worse Than War. So there was that segment, and I think there, you know, other folks posted it on YouTube, obviously, and that hasn't been scrubbed entirely. But the interview that he did, and you know, talking to some folks, Sudanese massacre in particular, they're looking at folks. You know, maybe we'll play that clip. You know, he's talking to folks, and you know, villagers hacking each other to death, and you know, that reminds me of the clip from Shooter, the mountaintop scene. You know, there are no sides, Ned Beatty's character, Senator Charles Meacham, but also the kind of extended version of that clip, which we can't play because of language. I don't know of a censored version or a radio-friendly version, but, you know, Ned Beatty's character says Mark Wahlberg's character says what he says about, you know, destroying villages and so forth. And Ned Beatty's character says, you know, but it means they don't have to cut off their arms for blah, blah, blah. They like us down there, boy. Anyway. And so this is kind of a window into the psychopathy that we're referring to. I mean, theatrical depiction, but still, it lends itself well, I would say, to exactly what Daniel Goldhagen is talking about in Worse Than War, which to me is a redemptive work for those who were critical of some of his earlier works. We talked about that last year during the Death Cult Ideology series that we did. So you can still find parts of Worse Than War online. Maybe we'll play a clip from that. But we're running out of time to do that. So if we're going to do that, probably do that. Maybe we'll do that. I think we will, actually. Because I think it fits. You know, I was going to do the other thing, but I think it fits. So maybe we'll do that. A quick little excerpt from Daniel Goldhagen's Worse Than War. Genocide, Worse Than War. PBS documentary. Oops. Got to do it right, though. if I can manage to do what I'm doing here correctly, then we can do that. Anyway, I apologize. Multitasking does not make for good radio. So, anyway, this little clip reminds me of these kinds of stories, and they're all over the place, and they're always looming in our midst. We're celebrating the 150-year anniversary of some of this kind of stuff. You know, I mentioned earlier this year, along similar lines, John D. Rockefeller Jr.'s exoneration, essentially, in the media for his role in the Ludlow Massacre. Anyway, have that little... Okay. All right, here's a little bit of what I'm talking about. Go ahead, please.
I find it hard to understand, and I want to understand, how people could approach other people who are begging for their lives and screaming in pain and chop them.
Icyo ni ikibazo gikomeye cyane kugisubiza kuko iyo ujya kugikora
It's a very tough question to answer because they have the same flesh like yours.
Cyaje mu mitima igihukira budika icura burindi iraza kuko nk'umuntu kugira ngo aguhagarare imbere nta mbaraga afite uzamura umuhoro cyangwa uzamira umpira umukubite ati mbabarira rwose nguhe n'amafaranga cyangwa mbabarire rwose nyijyanire ujye kuntunga ndi umukobwa mwiza ubyange uvuga ati oya ndakwishe nyine cy'genocide niyo dutekereje tugasubiza amaso inyuma tukabireba natwe biradushobera ntabwo rero ntabona uko nkigusubiza ariko igisubizo nabona cya bugufi ni ikintu cy'igihu cy'ikintu cyicura buri ntakwita ngo ni ubujiji aho ntabwo ari ubujiji ni ubugome twakoranaga n'abandi bagenzi banjye mu Rwanda hirya no hino yewe n'abari abahunze badutereranye urugamba badushumuye bakigendera
That wasn't entirely helpful. Yeah, that wasn't entirely helpful. So you I forgot that it was just subtitled. You don't get the translation. So you have the gentleman talking about his experience through this, you know. And it's horrifying, you know. Basically saying... when he's asked, you know, why would they do this to one another? He says, that's a hard question to answer because even though you did it, you know, they're basically your people that have the same flesh as you. It's very sad, you know, when a baby would cry. And he says, I didn't kill children, but at some point you feel guilty. You'd see an infant who's just learning to smile. Smiles on you, you know, but you still kill it. And these people hacking each other to death, you know, talking about village genocide, basically. You know, holding a machete over someone who is weak and saying, who is saying, I'll give you money. You know, please don't know what you're doing. Anyway. Interesting to see how this happens, and again, you know, the disparities that are fomented, these kinds of weaknesses are played upon. and exploited, you know, written about by folks. I mean, again, this is stuff, you know, that we've talked about, the Frank Kitsons, the Halford Mackinders, the Zbigniew Brzezinskis, you know, they write about this stuff like people are ants or bugs, and these kinds of things, you foment these sorts of atrocities. And again, you know, one of the best, you know, quotes, the sort of quintessential quote, as Renee in North Carolina reminds us, is Jay Gould, one of the railroad tycoons, who said it best: I can hire one half of the working class to kill the other half. You know, not to be crass. So to me, that whole discussion sort of lends itself again to, you have the same types of folks, and in some cases the same group of folks, working to change education and perception of the allopathic medical community. And that gets back to the experience that I just had over the last month watching my father pass away. Basically having to be, you know, almost what I would call conscripted to the devil's errand. I labored diligently to have things go differently, and was unsuccessful, unfortunately. But it's just interesting, as callers have mentioned their own experiences, to see how cavalier people can become and how hardened we can become to these sorts of atrocities. Even when we believe we're doing things in the name of good, the greater good, and helping our fellow man, it's really interesting. And then when someone comes along and hits the pause button on that rhetoric, holds a distinctly different view, refuses to subscribe to the rhetoric and the propaganda, then it seems to cause a stir, which is interesting. So, you know, it's difficult. That's a difficult subject. I kind of closed yesterday's broadcast along those lines. It is challenging to maintain one's solid footing in the midst of those circumstances, I can say from experience, recent experience, and not, you know, find yourself in an unbalanced position one way or the other. It's challenging. And I guess I say that to, you know, reassure those who have or are going through similar circumstances. I know the difficulty you face. I experienced that difficulty in trying to you know, just maintain a solid footing and not be swept away in the rhetoric or get too carried away in the other direction as well, because that's kind of a danger, you know, not to react emotionally but not to be a sociopath either, technocrat. It reminds me of Acts chapter 7, Stephen, you know, saying what he's saying, and the folks are convicted, so convicted that there's, you know, gnashing of teeth, and they, Acts 7:54 says, now when they heard this, they were cut to the quick, and they began gnashing their teeth at him, Stephen. He was just saying, you know, you guys did this, which kind of reminds me of when I was saying, you know, people would say, you seem like you're having trouble. Yeah, I'm watching you guys euthanize my father, so obviously that's troubling. To a normal person, to a normal, well-adjusted person, to watch your father being euthanized, yeah, that's troubling. And that disturbed some people. Oh, my goodness, you're going to call it, you know, you keep using that word. Yeah, I do. Look it up. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm here with open ears. I'm listening. Is that not what you've done? Because it sure seems like the precise definition of the word that I read just about everywhere I can find a definition. Anyway, that seemed to upset and disturb some folks in that community, in fact, and they really seem to go to great lengths to try to convince me otherwise and to assuage their own troubled conscience, which I think should tell them something. Maybe it's time to look for a new line of work. If you are so bothered, you're so disturbed by someone who holds a different view, but is just really just sort of a conscientious objector and is respectful to you and says, hey, you guys are good at what you do. I respect that. Even asks you professional questions. How can we do this? You're the expert. Leaning on your expertise, can we, you know, is there a way to comfort him short of medicating him more? And yet they're disturbed. Why is that? That's curious. Anyway, again, I digress. A bit cynical, perhaps. Euthanizing my father is troubling. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, June 18th, 2019. In conclusion, quickly, and then back to the phone. So the proper response to this, you know, verse 54 I mentioned, and the conclusion of chapter 7 talks about what happened. You know, being full of the Holy Spirit, he, Stephen, gazed intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, which is interesting because the Gospels close with Jesus seated at the right hand of Father. So I get the image of Jesus standing, applauding Stephen. Well done, Stephen. Well done, which is pretty remarkable. That's my own conjecture. But they cried out with a loud voice and covered their ears and rushed at him with one impulse. When they had driven him out of the city, they began stoning him, and the witnesses laid aside their robes at the feet of a young man named Saul, a guy who got a name change on the road to Damascus. They went on stoning Stephen as he called on the Lord and said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." Having said this, he fell asleep. Amazing. Chapter 8, verse 1 says, Saul was in hearty agreement with putting him to death. Man. And to be able to let that go, to me, that is watching David do that kind of thing is why David was a man after God's own heart, I think. To be able to set aside one's own selfish guilt, so to speak, and to trust in the Lord. Anyway, that to me is a proper response. To the phones, Rhonda in Missouri, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Hey,
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi. I was thinking about all the conversations that we've had in the past,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the stages of grieving, but, you know, I think, first of all, I think it's good for you to talk about it whenever you feel like it, because that's how you heal.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, you need, the reason they didn't want, they wanted you on board was because they're worried about you doing something, even though you were a conscientious objector and didn't have power of attorney. I think they were trying to cover themselves, you know, without getting a lawsuit, because you witnessed the most, even worse than what I witnessed with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
You witnessed murder, Chris, and, you know, this
I believe
this, like
so.
I've said before, it has to change. Mm-hmm. So... Mm-hmm. You could probably, I mean, this is where I was. I was like, I gotta do something. Anyway, this is probably going to be conversation for another time. But, you know, moving forward, you know, I think you'll get some healing if you do find a solution. And I'd like to hear about whether or not you got your dad's autopsy on another program. Because some people, I don't want to leave you like this, but... some people have found out that that person didn't even have what they were saying, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that does happen, and that's a curious thing, absolutely. We'll have to continue
all right.
that discussion, absolutely.
Yep. Thanks, Chris. Okay.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Bye.
Appreciate it, as always. And it'll be interesting to see how things play out over the course of time, and I probably will come back to that, as I've said. Thank you, Rhonda. Thanks, everyone. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other
Many
side.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic.